This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we visit Greenland, one of the places that very few people have ever seen. Despite this, Go Nomad published more than a dozen travel stories about this foreboding and little-known place over the past 20 years. Greenland has been in the news lately after President Trump made noise about the United States buying the territory from Denmark. Despite this laugh, the world's largest island will become more popular as a tourist destination in 2025. In a few of the different travel stories on Go Nomad, our writers describe what it's like to visit this remote place. But first of all, getting there. In 2007, Air Greenland offered a direct four-hour flight from Baltimore Washington Airport to Kangerlussuaq, which was once the home to a U.S. Air Force base. This remote airfield had the longest runway in Greenland, so it was easy to land the Air Greenland Airbus 330 right there. Pushing hard to attract more tourists during the summer season from June to September, United Airlines will launch a nonstop flight from Newark, just outside New York, on the east coast of the U.S. The route starts on June 14th, initially scheduled to operate seasonally through September. Joining United is Scandinavian airline SAS, which will begin Greenland flights from Copenhagen in June. SAS has served Greenland on and off for decades, but will now connect to the capital with a larger airplane. A new airport has opened in Nuuk in 2024, and the government tourism board is hoping to increase tourist arrivals, yet people who work in tourism in Greenland have said that the infrastructure is not there. With only a limited number of small hotels and no chain hotels as of 2025, it could be a dicey situation. There are four towns in Greenland, 800 people in Kangerlussuaq, then the second city, Ilulissat, Sisimiut, and the capital, Nuuk, with 55,000 residents. This is what I remember the most about visiting Greenland in 2006. It was the undulating ice that rippled and stretched out as far as the eye can see. It's a winter desert, rippling, curving, going on forever. It was November we made that trip, and boy, it was cold. The wind never stopped blowing. When Go Nomad photographer and writer Paul Schuhl visited Greenland with me once and then again on another occasion in the summer, he liked the taste of the food. One of the most popular items there was the game animal that hunted by the Greenlanders, the muskox. Paul said that the reindeer, sliced thinly, was like roast beef, but sweeter. Muskox soup includes a rich broth and a great flavor. The most popular food on Greenland that I saw was seal. I remember stopping into a butcher shop where seal was being cut up, and the locals there made it clear that this was their favorite food for dinner. In Sisimiut, there's a sound that never stops, and that is the yipping and yapping of the sled dogs who remain tied up on short leashes all over town. Many Greenlanders no longer keep packs of dogs to pull sleds, but it is still the dominant sound heard all night in Sisimiut. Most of the time, these sled dogs prefer to stay outside of their doghouses or on top of them instead of inside. I was told more than once that they aren't pets and nobody should ever approach a sled dog because they bite. Paul Schuhl told a funny story about when he was in Greenland. He met a fisherman who said he puts his hands into the ocean water when it's 20 below to warm them up. One of the interesting characters we met in Greenland was Captain Bo Lynx, who runs a charter boat company using a 35-foot cruiser called Sirius. Bo said that he's seen for himself the effects of climate change. This harbor used to freeze every winter until about 15 years ago. Today, it was all open water. Below the surface here, divers can explore wrecks that are remarkably preserved. Portuguese sailing vessels with the sails, with the masts upright, and even the china still in the cupboards, untouched in the chilly waters. Fishing for cod here feels like kind of a joke because once the big fish are hooked, they just play dead and don't fight at all. The fish caught on Bo Ling's boat are quickly filleted and prepared, about as fresh as you can get. Greenland is an extraordinary place, like nowhere else on Earth. And even if you come for a summer visit, you'll still see the icebergs and the seals. Come for the muskox and enjoy it while you can. Read more about Greenland on GoNomad.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.